Now, this show sold out in Edinburgh last year. It had rave 5-star reviews. It's called My Left Right Foot. It's a musical that has been described as a riotously funny, often potty-mouthed takedown of actorly pretensions and daft assumptions that able-bodied folk make about those with disabilities. It's a collaboration between Birds of Paradise Company and National Theatre of Scotland, who are no strangers to the Brighton Festival. It centres around the story of a staging by an amateur dramatic company of a performance of My Left Foot and the issue that throws up about able-bodied actors playing disabled roles. It may well, by the sounds of it, leave parts of the audience squirming as they confront their own prejudices and awkwardness around disability. Well, My Left Right Foot opens at the Theatre Royal tonight. That's Tuesday, runs through to Saturday. And I went to the theatre earlier to meet writer and director Robert Softley-Gale and actors Richard Conlon and Gail Watson.
Right, what's this new inclusive show going to be about then?
My Left Foot! Oh, it's such an inspiring story.
What's the unique thing about this show?
Everyone's heard of it.
Yay! Hello, I'm Richard Conlon and I play Ian, who's a member of the Kirktoon Players, an amateur dramatics company in Scotland.
My name is Gail Watson. I play Sheena Michaels and I'm also a member of the Kirktoon Players.
And I'm Robert Coffley-Gale. I'm the writer and director of the show.
This is a show which tackles the thorny issue of able-bodied actors playing actors with disabilities. So, you know, the title suggests it was inspired by the controversy around Daniel Day-Lewis playing a person with a disability in My Left Foot. Can you take it from there? Can you set the scene for me?
Well, for me, growing up in the 80s when My Left Foot came out, as a young guy with cerebral palsy, I was aware that My Left Foot was like the only representation of disability that I saw in film. But that was played by a non-disabled actor. And he got so much praise and got lauded for playing that part. And in some ways, rightfully so, he did it very well. But there's something a bit weird about all of that. So this show is really about asking those questions and going, well, who's got the right to play those parts? And I don't know what the answer to that is, but we've seen quite a lot of fun asking the questions.
Okay, right. It poses a really important question about who has the right to play those parts, and how does the piece then tackle those questions?
To add what Robert's saying, we have spent many hours in rehearsals going, Robert, what's the message? What is the answer? And the truth is, we really can't come up with the answer because at the end of the day, it really is just about respecting people and just being kind to people no matter what you are. I don't know, I think at times to stand there on a big pedestal trying to bang a drum is not, it's not the way of doing it because we're not sure what the answer is.
Very much because of the style of the show, it's not soapboxy at all. In fact, it's very reverential and very rude. Very rude, and there's a lot of comedy and the singing. We were actually thinking of, like, if it became more popular and took off, there's not one song that would be able to play on Elaine Page on Sunday because you'd have to edit every song because they're just filth. But it's funny filth, and it's, yeah, people come along and have a really good time, so it doesn't feel like we're preaching to them ever. It's always done through comedy.
Yeah. I don't think the songs are filth. I'm going to disagree with you.
That's not a surprise.
Do you know what's great about it? It's how able-bodied people, are we allowed to, is that what we're called, Robert?
Whatever you like.
Yeah. Right, so it's about able-bodied people and how they get it wrong. But it's also about disabled people and how they're getting it wrong. And sometimes the chip that we all have and that still exists within the disabled community, that kind of chip on the shoulder. And it's not about shocking people. It's how people get it wrong.
Because all these characters that we play, they are all desperate to get this right. They think they are doing everything so politically correct and getting it all. They think they're brilliant at it. But for an audience watching, it can be quite an uncomfortable viewing in a funny way. But you can see the able-bodied people in the audience sort of cringing, and the disabled people killing themselves laughing. And then that gives the able-bodied people permission then to laugh. Okay, no, we can laugh at this.
And there's that question for me of you. If what we do is offensive, but what Gail and Gail's gig isn't offensive, why is that? What's the difference? who get good guys, you know. So, yeah, we all geek about asking questions. I think the interesting thing is that the most people who are shocked by the show are non-disabled people who feel uncomfortable. Most disabled people that I speak to who see it think it's spot on, and they get almost doesn't go far enough. So that's an interesting mix. Yeah.
It doesn't go far enough. Wow.
But the thing is, there's a bit in it as well where the main actor within the company, he's creeping up for the first time in front of a mirror. We're on stage, so I'm watching the audience at that point. But I shouldn't tell you that. But I'm just looking at the audience reaction to it, and you can see them squirming and laughing, but not feeling like they can laugh. And then you speak to them afterwards and say, well, what do you think these able-bodied actors did when, you know, when they were playing Stephen Hawking, when they're playing Christy Brown, when they're playing these people? They will have done exactly what you just witnessed, but they did it in the privacy, but they've still done it. So, you know, it is an uncomfortable viewing, and it makes you think, definitely, about everything. I mean, you now watch somebody, we keep on using the phrase, crip up, which is politically correct. That is the phrase we use. That is, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're allowed to say that, are you?
Yeah, well, and the log of all things politically correct, yeah.
Yeah, so it's fascinating to watch people's reaction, and then you do then say to them, well, that's what Daniel Day-Lewis did, so how is it okay for him to do it and get an Oscar for it and a Golden Globe and a BAFTA or whatever? And yet watching somebody go through that process is very uncomfortable to watch. You know, it's great. But that's the fun of the show, I think. And it's great fun for us as well to watch.
Is it not? It's just the best guy for the job, isn't it? That could be someone who's disabled. And some, it just isn't about your merit.
That's quite a common argument, really, about the best actor of the job. But we all know that unless you've seen every actor in the world and the world of the team can to get the job and all of that, but that's never the case. Yeah. What you got, you know the actors that you like to work with, you know your pals, all of that. I mean, it's the same for me casting the show, you know. like, if I can get the best actor to work, but I can't look at you. I'm joking, of course.
You scoured the planet.
But ultimately, about having the conversation, I don't know what the answer is. If Daniel Day-Lewis hadn't done that film, we wouldn't be here doing the show. So, you know, there's no simple answer to this, but there are good questions to ask.
National Theatre of Scotland are old hands at the Brighton Festival. I've seen previous performances here, which I absolutely love. How important is it to you to be bringing this show to the Brighton Festival and also in this beautiful setting at the Theatre Royal?
I think it's hugely important. I just think as many people who can see this as possible is a good thing. Because of the message, but also because it's a great night out. I think it's really entertaining and people are going to really enjoy themselves when they see it. But it's such a clever way, I think, of telling a very important story that as many people can see it as possible is great. And Brighton's such a fantastic city. It's brilliant, and I think they'll really get it.
So that was, what a trio they were. They were a right gang. I love that lot. They were my left right foot's writer and director Robert Softley Gale and actors Richard Conlon and Gail Watson. They were talking to me earlier at the Theatre Royal. And My Left Right Foot opens tonight, runs through to Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with some matinees.